Good morning. As you can tell, it's Immersion Wednesday. So I hear some hollering. How many people went on a trip? I know there's over 200 people. So let's hear a little bit of noise. Yeah. So, and I'm sure you were kind of eye spying your pictures up there. It was pretty neat video. Great things happened. I have had just joy of the last 3 weeks hearing the stories. And I've invited a couple people to share their stories. They're just really good, and I want you to hear how amazing these immersion trips are. So I want to introduce you to a couple people. But before I do that, I have an announcement. There is going to be a prayer wall, and you are all invited to take part of this. It's a student initiative. It's going to happen at the library over by the stairwell, and there's going to be a rope. And you may write out a prayer, attach it, and you also may take one. So it's an opportunity for us as a community to pray for each other, and that's going to be going on through the end of the year. So be sure to check that out. I want to introduce you to Xavier, and I've got some fans out there, and then also Ashley.
Yeah! What up, Ashley?
Xavier, I'm going to have you start out telling what group over there was yelling so loud for you, and then Ashley, you go ahead and introduce yourself after that.
All right. Sounds good. I'm Xavier. Hey, everyone. I went on the Rehoboth trip in New Mexico, in which we spent a week immersing ourselves into the Native American community. And while we were down there, one of our focus was the education system, to which we had an opportunity of volunteering in both the Church Rock and Rehoboth community, elementary schools, middle school, and high school as well.
Yeah, and I'm Ashley, and I was privileged to go on the trip to New Jersey, and we did a lot of Hurricane Sandy relief efforts. That storm hit 2 years ago, and there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. So we demolished a few walls with some sledgehammers, used some power tools, and just got immersed into that community as well.
Great. And Xavier, we met through email. You were studying in Philly last fall.
Yeah.
And you were interested in doing a trip. And I just want them to know kind of what prompted you to want to sign up for a trip.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Over the past year, I've spent studying abroad. I was in Brazil last spring, back home in Los Angeles for the summer, and then I was in Philadelphia this past fall. So overall, I was gone for a year, and I mean, I was stoked for it at the very beginning. I was ready to go, immerse myself in a different culture, a different country, doing an internship in regards to my emphasis of criminal justice, my major. So that was all sweet. But before I left, I didn't really put much thought into what I would do to be intentional with God, to really grow in my own faith. And for the time being, I didn't really do much about it. I was just having a blast being gone, spending some time on the beach, so that was always sweet. But yeah, towards Philadelphia, I sent Nancy an email because I knew that I was coming back to Hope, and I knew that there would be chapel services, the gathering. I'd be able to participate in Bible study groups. But I still wanted to do something else to really grow more and deeper into my faith, to invest in it. And I remembered about the immersion trips, so I sent her an email, asked if they were still open and available, and she said, go right ahead, sign up. I was excited about that, and yeah, I got the New Mexico trip, and I
Great.
Guess, yeah.
So I want to hear more about, did it help you grow in your faith, or that was kind of part of the motivation, and it makes a chaplain's heart happy to know that you want to grow in your faith, and we like to provide those opportunities, but tell us, did that really happen?
Right. So at the beginning of our immersion trip, Barb, one of our adult mentors, she's over there, she gave us a little card, and it was Psalms 25, verse 4 to 5, and she asked us to memorize it for the week. And at first, I was like, okay. But, you know, throughout the week, I've realized that it's had more of an impact on me. And in fact, I want to recite it now, so if you guys don't mind. Let's see how it goes. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth, and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. And I like that particular part, guide me in your truth and teach me. Because I feel like as Christians, we're always called to be, you know, eager, willing, and ready to help in many ways. And so while we were down there, I guess the way we started was we had our devotionals in the morning, which I've never heard about before the immersion trip. I never actually did a devotional, so I didn't know what to expect. And then at night, we'd have a debriefing time, you know, usually lasts about 2 to 3 hours. I think it was the same with all immersion trips. And it was a great time to really reflect on everything that's been going on. We had our highs, we had our lows, we had our challenges, our I Spy God of the day. So that was pretty nice. And I mean, we were all doing similar activities, but really, I guess what really helped and impacted my faith in that was that I was able to not only share my story and where I was throughout each and every day, but hear the rest of my group members and how they've been, you know, pretty much seeing God and how they're growing in their faith journey. And that was always sweet because to a degree, it could really let you know how you're relating to others. And I mean, I bought a little necklace, it's like an arrowhead, over there as a reminder of like just the greatest time that I probably had in my last semester here at Hope. And honestly, the New Mexico trip right here, all the students that are there, like, I will remember them for the years to come, just because they're also a part of knowing that you can grow in yourself and keep going further and further, and every day you're doing something of the sort. But you also need people around you, the community there, to help you grow as well.
That's great. Ashley, how about for you? How have you grown in your faith here at Hope?
Yeah, so I've grown up in the church, but I didn't really make my faith my own until I came here to Hope. And the immersion trips that I've been on, I went on one this year and also last year to Kentucky. Those are just a huge way that I got to be involved in a different community. God was the center, and we got to impact others in the communities we served. And it was just really great to see how God works in and through people in expanding his kingdom.
That's great. And both of you kind of have mentioned the community, or, you know, Xavier, especially you with the robot, and I heard a shout out from your group. So I know you guys became close, developed some relationships. I'm just curious, you're both seniors. Did you know a lot of people on the trip? What did that look like?
Yeah, I signed up, just wanted to go on a trip, and I didn't know anyone on my team. So when we went to the first meeting before heading out on spring break, I recognized a couple people from seeing them around campus and like knew the leaders, but I didn't have deep relationships with them. And so going on the trip, I was able to expand those relationships and then meet new people as well. And we try as much to stay connected here on campus, and it's just been a really great source of community.
That's great. And that's what I know you mentioned at the beginning of your story is how you didn't have community and how it was hard to grow in your faith. And that's something that is an important part of our Christian walk. And we kind of get a little taste of that for a week, and then we develop these relationships. And it is spurring on in our faith, and I love seeing that. So some benefits, you grew spiritually, just personally, and then you have this Hope community. But in addition to that, it's really important to look outside of ourselves, you know, that our faith spreads. It's not just for ourselves. And the cool part is we get to go into different communities and we get to see how God is already working. There's dedicated people that have that are walking alongside people in different communities. And Ashley, I just want you to speak into how you saw God working in those communities or in your community.
Yeah, so in New Jersey, like I said, we were doing work projects all week long. And on Thursday, we had a celebration dinner with some of the groups that were working alongside us. And we had the opportunity to hear a testimony from a man who we were helping out. And he said, you know, 2 years ago, my house was flooded, and my wife and I, all we had was the clothing on our backs. But through the work of groups like ours and other groups that have gone through the past 2 years, the light of Christ was shown to him and his wife, and they were invested in. And it was just amazing to hear that testimony and just knowing that the work we were doing was making an impact physically, but also just seeing that emotionally and the spiritual aspect that it can have an impact on.
That's great. I want to read a quote from somebody. I get evaluations from these trips, and you guys get to kind of write not just, you know, did you like it or not like it, but some real words. And I love what this student summed up. And they said, it was the question, what was the highlight of the trip? Said, the community, both the one that we entered and the Hope group itself. What a beautiful collision of culture and faith and people and creation. And that's what I love watching as students get this opportunity, but you come back here too, and you can continue it. You can build and encourage people to live out in their faith. On our trip, we keep a prayer journal, and it's just for everyone to write in. And I want to close with a prayer that a student wrote. And Xavier started out and he shared a verse that impacted him for the week, and this is a verse that somebody wrote and then wrote off of. It's Philippians 2:16. Hold firmly to the word of life. Lord, help us to always draw our strength, purpose, security, peace, and joy from your words, the only true source of life, abundant life. Thank you for giving us the gift of your word. So go in peace, live for Jesus today.